And they're getting mixed up now where they just associate with each other and they'll take down there where we eat down there on Woodard Street. I guess there's 15, 20 or maybe more colored folks come in there and eat just the same as the white folks do.
Have you ever heard any names for a colored person who had real light colored skin?
Yeah, he was a mixed breed. We've got him on television. We've got him here in Denison. Either the mother was a white woman or the daddy was a white man. Crossed up. Some of them are smart, good looking. Yeah. Yeah, we got some come down there and all that type. They're not a nigger, they're not a white person. They're a crossbred.
Have you ever heard any names for white people who just, you know, don't like to work, kind of lazy and sorry, don't like to do much? Have you ever heard them called anything in particular?
Well, yeah, but that's getting out of what we used to call it. But then we've got that type, you know, they don't like to work, and really they won't work. They get a living some way or another, but you put them to work and they won't work.
Have you ever heard people call them trash?
Call them what?
Trash.
Trash? No, I never heard them called trash.
You know, sometimes when people from the country come into town, a person from town will kind of make fun of them because of the way they look.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard them call them anything in particular?
Well, yes, I have. I forget now back what they did call them and all. But they made fun of them and all and wouldn't have anything to do with them.
Have you ever heard somebody say he's just an old country Hoosier?
Yeah, they call him just an old country Hoosier and all. He's poorly dressed and long hair, whiskers on his face and all, and they call him just an old country Hoosier.
I want to ask you about the names for a few parts of the body. What, you know, this thing right here that goes up and down when you swallow? What do you call that?
Google.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a goozle?
Yeah, same thing. And whenever you lose that speech channel, they've got a vibrator now that you can put to the side of your neck and all and go ahead and talk. But if you take that away from there, you've got no sense to it, no. But you can hold that vibrator on the side of your neck and you can talk. You always could hear, but you couldn't talk. If you got a vibrator now, it's cut there and takes the place of that there after it's taken out.